Well, Don, thanks for taking the time to visit today. I just have a couple questions on your race for Madison School Board. So why are you running, Don? What made you jump in the race?
Well, Jim, that's very interesting. I have three daughters in school. Mm-hmm. They are aged now 20, 18, and 16. Mm-hmm. And we're from the Crestwood School District. Mm-hmm. And at Crestwood, they were the first elementary school to have children bused to it outside their school area. Mm-hmm. And when children were bused there, the school system or the district didn't supply resources, didn't give a warning, and everybody was unprepared. So there was a situation of not distrust, but confusion. And so the parents were very organized at Crestwood. They got together, and downtown was very open and met with parents, answered questions, and we found out a lot of situational things. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that really bothered us was the system of education wasn't prepared for what was brought into the school. And so the parents split away and formed their own meetings and really dug into what is needed. And so they came up with, just like if you did a study in business, we need open communication, honest communication. We need to have a safe building. We need to understand what discipline represents for that school. And so some of those issues were brought out. And the main issue that really came out about it was that the parents of the school decided that any student who walks in their doors deserves to stay in school until they graduate from fifth grade. And so what that did was allowed us as parents and students that if the students were moved to any part of the city and still wanted to finish school there, because that's important. It's important to me as a parent. It's a neighborhood school. It should be important to all parents. So we made that the thrust of our concern. The school district was very open to it, and thusly my youngest daughter, who today is 16, her group in kindergarten had children, and they went all the way through school. Mm. So that worked out very well.
Great. So how about, what's your view of the general community support and the interaction of the community with our public schools?
Well, the interaction, like anything, some of us are involved. Mm-hmm. Not enough of us.
Yes.
We get involved in different ways, and I think there's like three levels of involvement. In elementary school, there's a lot of opportunity for parents to come to school, participate, have lunch, go to school functions, you know, be a chaperone. And as you grow into high school is basically an independence, helping your children be independent. And so parents' involvement kind of wanes. We're more in the background, not in the forefront. So I think Madison needs more parents to be involved in the school, and the school to be open. And that's really the question. How open is open? We all have our own definition, but I think that needs to be put in a public forum and discussed and talked about. So some parents, because we don't really trust or have neighborhood schools, we have the word, but we don't have the action, meaning that we change district boundaries. We try to take the schools and balance them. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's balancing my neighborhood.
Right.
And so that thusly loses some thrust. Those of us who are fortunate enough to have our children attend the neighborhood school have an advantage. Mm-hmm. And I really support neighborhood schools for everyone. And that's the way we can start hoping to have more parents come to school and be involved.
So how about the leadership of the school district, the administration and the school board? What's your sense of that? How does it sit within the district these days?
Well, it's improving. Mm-hmm. We have a new superintendent, Dr. Nierad, mm-hmm. and he's a very open, hands-on, wanting the community to be involved. He asks questions, and so we have a change. But leadership really is in all of us, parents, business people, taxpayers, teachers, administrators. And leadership is one of those things that we can't wait for somebody. It should always be a participant mode. Mm-hmm. So some say on the school board that we're moving in a direction. Well, the school board, in all honesty, needs to take a higher leadership role. And they need to push, pull, tug, and help the school district understand what's important. The school board is a bridge between the taxpayer, the parent, and the student. But they have final say, final decision in everything that goes on in the district, even curriculum. Mm-hmm. So they need to have a partnership role, which we're moving into, and thanks to Dr. Neared, it's happening. But leadership needs to be not dependent on a superintendent. It needs to be dependent, as that is the reason why we have established a school board. Mm-hmm.
What's your sense of where the school district is in terms of academics these days?
Well, in the case of academics, Jim, and thanks for inviting me, They are in a position of making a decision. How have they really been doing? Mm-hmm. They always talk about the top 20%, And they are doing very well. Mm-hmm. I have a couple daughters who are in that group, but that's not the majority of our students. And we tend to use different dissections of the student community to figure out, they call it an education gap, But I identify it as an educator's gap. How can we be looking at students and charging them with a situation that is not their problem? They're the result of the information, how they're being taught. So how are we doing? I think you should ask the public. I don't think we're doing very well.
So how about school finance? I mean, the district spends $415 million roughly there about a year. I mean, how do you view the financial situation of our public schools and the public support of that, I guess? What's your sense of that?
Well, we're paying money. Mm-hmm. We're taxpayers. I'm a taxpayer. Mm-hmm. And we keep paying more money. Mm-hmm. And I think it really comes down to the value we're receiving for that investment. And we have to break it down to there's this business of schools, and then there's the business of teaching students. Two separate things. But the one thing we're always looking at is the business and the cost. And we really haven't had a breakdown of showing the public every week, every month, in real time, where we're spending the money. So thusly, every so often, probably about once a year, it's always said that there's more money that's needed, right. And we're asking why, and we're asking where. And I think the refreshing thing is Dr. Neared has come to Madison from Green Bay, and he uses the word transparency, and so do other people. It seems like a buzzword today, but in true transparency, it really is a result of real time, real information that has the impact of how people make decisions. And then the public can see how they're making decisions based on what. It's not just numbers, but numbers tell part of the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take it. So, Don, in 3 years' time, if elected, what would you hope to have accomplished if we had this conversation 3 years from now?
Well, Jim, 3 years' time. It's interesting. We need to get back to doing what's right for our children. Doing what's right for this community's kids. Kids need to be number one, our number one goal. We want to make sure that all our buildings are safe, not just safe from exterior forces, but safe inside, meaning that people can move around, but not into areas that they shouldn't be in. Right now, I can go into most buildings and get into most areas. But create that climate of that yearns for learning. If we don't have a safe building, we can't learn. Then we need to make sure that we work on the educators gap. I think this strategic planning will bring out the fact that those people who are the reason why children can learn and who they can learn from, they need to improve our processes and recognize that students are our clients. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to say. Students and parents are our clients, because if we look at them as clients, we'll look at them differently. We need to look at them as the ones who I am providing benefits for, the ones I am providing information so they can learn. I believe we need learners for life. We need centers of learning. Then we need to understand transparency standards. Really, these standards need to be implemented now, not waited for. They don't take much to do. We've been at this for about 15 years in this area. Mm-hmm. So that's one huge area that could be taken care of easily and improved on. And then basically identify school resources. There's soft resources, there's hard resources, there's resources of everything that's involved in a school. Could be laptops, could be computers, could be certain teachers. And those resources cannot be sitting in a school and not moved about. Meaning, why do we have teachers in a school for over 30 years? I know when I worked in one building for over a couple of years, you get kind of stale. You get kind of a matter of fact, and we get one way. We don't want to change. But the world around us is changing very quickly. And it was always interesting. I have two older daughters, and they always respond when I ask them, well, how's school? Boring. Well, by their senior year, it should probably be a little boring, but it should be more exciting. And what I hope to happen after 3 years is that our students in Madison are better than they are today. Mm-hmm. That should be our focus, our students.
Excellent. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
And there's one thing, Jim, don't want to forget. Let's get out and vote April 7th, Tuesday. Let's get out there and represent the students of this community. Thanks, everybody.
Excellent.